In recent years, these beaches have been where thousands of ostracized Rohingya Muslims have fled on dangerous trips abroad. During their journeys, some have fallen prey to traffickers. Despite the risks, many have chosen to flee rather than endure life here in restrictive camps, with little education, substandard medical care, and mass unemployment. Many are despondent.
I'm planning to leave by boat because we're not able to suffer anymore. We suffer the most here. For example, Hitler killed Jews, but not like this. This is killing people step by step, gradually committing genocide.
By this time last year, an estimated 25,000 Rohingya had fled. This year, only about 1,000 have taken to the seas. That's partly because of a massive crackdown on smugglers, which has left those who want to flee on their own.
There are no smugglers now, so I'm going to buy a boat. It is better to sink into the water than to live here with no freedom of movement or rights.
Noor Muhammad is also planning his voyage to Malaysia. All of his family's clothes and possessions must fit into a single rice sack.
Living in this camp, the situation is very bad. We are living in one 90-square-foot room with 8 family members, my wife, my parents, and also my children. So it is not enough. It's like our life is an animal's life. I'm afraid for the futures of my children. At least in another country, we'll get basic human rights. I will be able to work there and support my family.
Although Noor yearns to escape the camp, he is postponing the trip for now after the sweeping victory of Aung San Suu Kyi's opposition party in the recent elections. Many Rohingya hope Aung San Suu Kyi's party will work to improve life in the camps, even though the Nobel laureate has been virtually silent on the plight of the Rohingya. For now, thousands like Noor are left in limbo while they hope for signs of change. Katrina Kaufman for VOA News, Sitwe.